Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very privacy. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife of Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my brother's secular, I keep flowing. till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust. And I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God, asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with Mr. Rock and Flippin', hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see this light of heaven, it's so far away. Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see this light of heaven, it's so far away.
WHAC, T.M. Muhammad Radio Live. Yo, that was Boston. That joint's called Far Away. Hey, to all the brothers out there, you know, seeking strength and a will to live better, you know, seeking forgiveness, you feel led astray. Yo, keep seeking God. Keep going to church. You know, just keep the faith alive, brother. Yo, that's a powerful song. Again, that's my man Boston. It's called Far Away. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, thanks for that prayer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon in the morning.
All the way live. Good afternoon in the morning time. From Chesapeake, VA. So, Mayor. Yo, I was in and out. We didn't get a chance to hang or nothing.
It's all good. You was here for a reason, though. And, you know, it worked out. All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everybody.
All right, all right, all right, all right. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya.
Hello, good evening, everyone. How are you guys doing?
What's up, good? Toya? Hey, I'm tired, but I'm good. Beautiful weekend. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Arnaz Wilborn. Beautiful ceremony.
Oh. Were you a best man or something, or a groomsman?
I was a best man. Absolutely.
No, congratulations.
5-time best man.
Oh boy. Yeah. We need, you know what?
Hey,
that's a movie.
Sounds like a job. That should be getting paid.
A job
for.
And a movie, though. Like,
yeah.
When are you
going to
be a grown, though? Like, we
got to
work on that.
Hey, I'll be a best man a few more times. Hey, it's Sunday, Empowerment Sunday, April 3rd, 2011. Hey, tonight we continue with part two with our Interview Magazine interview. Pastor Paul White, I will say this, though. We're sharing live interview transcripts during production for this program. Part two was somewhat destroyed. So we are going to just share live script notes, and we will run back a couple of clips from the previous part one interview for those who missed it. 917-889-3926, and we're just going to keep the empowerment conversation going this evening. Yeah, we got new music we will be sharing throughout the week. I'm just going to kind of keep it a little mellow this evening and kick it. Yo, I feel like we haven't been on the air in a long time, but we was just off on Friday. Seems like
you're
a long time, though. What's going on? What's good with y'all? The conference, ladies, tell us what y'all brought back from the conference last week.
What you want to know?
Does anybody want to share?
What you want to know?
I don't want to know anything in particular. You know, I guess you just want to drop.
I bought back a nice bracelet from the conference. No,
you know what?
No, honestly, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, for real, they drop jewels at every conference I go to. This is my fourth conference since I've been a part of the Amway Global Business and the UR Association business team. Fairly blessed I am. And in every conference, I do come away with something a little more and a little more. And again, one first and foremost thing is just, again, this business model, this system, to me, it just makes it that much more real and obtainable, and it makes so much more sense every time I hear about it. And number two, all the, like, the top people on our team that, you know, are you know, making the millions of dollars right now and that encouraging us and trying to help and show us how to make the millions of dollars, they are so real, and they come putting their souls on the line. They are so transparent, and they always have a topic. And the one, again, that stood out to me the most was about fear. And it's about just about facing your fears. And I think that's a lot of us every day have problems facing our fears to the point where, I mean, I just told Deja, she told me that she can't do something. Mommy, I can't. Mommy, I can't. And, you know, that's a big reason why people don't move forward or are successful, because they become fearful because they start saying, I can't, I can't. And if you never start saying those things, or if you don't let those things, you know, you don't succumb to those things or they overtake you, you can be so much farther in life or so much more successful. And sometimes, even though you know that's the truth, but you just don't believe it. And then sometimes you just have to realize you have to believe in something else until you find that belief into yourself. And that's what I got from the conference. I'm sure Toya got a whole lot more or something different, but we definitely get something every time we go.
Enough said. Hey, we'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Thank you. TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Rewind by Buttercream. Thanks for joining us this Empowerment Sunday. Terrence, CeeLo, BD, what's going on with y'all?
Hey, again, I'm a little tired, a little jet lag, but I happen to be back in Tampa from VA. I'm sorry, CeeLo.
No, I said I'm just trying to maintain my sanity. That's it.
How was the wedding, Terrence?
Oh, man, it was awesome. I'm like, how did I let my little brother beat me to the altar? But that's one thing that he can have. It's all right. But no, he and his wife, they've been together for a very long time. Anytime people are together, separate, and come back together, that's a conscious effort. You know, he loves her, she loves him, and there's no question about that. You know, so I support them to the highest power. And it all came together. You know, so again, congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Woodburn.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know what, it's very rare that you see, like, you know, well, I know in the Virginia area anyway, or where I'm from. I grew up watching people, you know, that were together for, you know, 14, 15, 17 years and never got married and didn't even, you know, like they thought that getting married was going to destroy everything. So, yeah, I mean, you know, big up to them.
It's a cycle, though. It's a cycle. What I've noticed in those relationships, it was due to the fact that it happened with their mother or father, and it happened maybe with their mother or father.
Right.
People who've been married for years typically have children that are married, like, for years. I mean, and it's crazy, but, I mean, I think it's real. I mean, Toya even spoke of just the role model piece and having examples, and you typically perpetuate the behavior, and sometimes not, but I think for most of the part, it's a cycle.
Right. I mean, that's how it goes to say that, you know, that you are your environment, or the environment that you were raised in, that's your familiar, that's your normal. You know, just like, it was funny, I was watching a movie yesterday, and it was, no, earlier today, matter of fact, but it was like an 80s movie, and I knew I had seen the movie before, but it just messed with me, because I was like, why couldn't I relate to that movie then? But then I was like, we didn't have a basketball court in our backyard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to walk to the basketball court. We didn't have grass and stuff like
Most
that.
Most people didn't have a basketball court in their backyard.
Yeah, I know. But what I mean by that is that a lot of the times, like, you know, like our, I guess our ways of life are based off, like, what our parents saw on TV. You know what I'm saying? Just as they do now. I mean, as a lot of people do now, like, let the media or the movies and so forth gauge, you know, what is good in life. And
I don't
think
so much. I don't think so much for our parents, because I don't think they had televisions. You know, I don't think it was too prevalent. I mean, meaning they may have had black and white television, but it wasn't real TV. You know, the highlight of television, you know, during those eras were Michael Jackson and, you know, I mean, you know, people like that actually be black people being on TV. That was the highlight.
Yeah. Okay.
But I get what you're saying, though. I mean, it's really all about influences at the end of the day. I mean,
right,
you know,
because
it's
like you grow up watching one thing, but then, you know, it's like, okay, that's not in my environment, but that's what I'm shown that that's the best way to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so a lot of children or teenagers or whatever, that's what they go after, what's seemingly popular or, I guess, glorified in the media versus, I don't know, positive influence, like actual positive
right.
influence. You know?
And it's about purpose. You know, I mean, it's about examples, direction, people helping you to develop, you know, I mean, your skills, your gifts. I mean, it really is all important, I mean, at the end of the day. But if you really don't have those examples, those role models, it's difficult. I think great segue. Last week we talked to Pastor Paula White. She's a phenom, a Christian television personality. Had an opportunity to interview her for Interview Magazine. If you log on right now to www.ntoonline.com, celebrating 15 years of service, Interview Magazine, again, www.ntoonline.com, Pastor Paula White, Without Walls and Without Limits. She's on the cover of the magazine. I did the interview. You can follow along tonight, but if you're interested in the magazine, it's circulated in the Jacksonville, Florida area, Atlanta, Florida, now Tampa, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Tampa, Florida, and it's expanding into other areas. If you want a copy of the magazine, hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll send you a copy of the mag. So hit us up again, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Your name, your address, we'll send you a copy of the magazine. Last week, Paula White talked to us a little bit about, you know, what she really looks for. What is her focus when it comes to pastoring her flock? This is Pastor Paula White.
Pastor, what is your main focus when it comes to pastoring your flock? What are you focused on mainly?
When it comes to pastoring, of course, I fulfill several different offices in the body. God's been very, very good to me. But when it comes to pastoring, it's really developing people to the full potential of who they are in Christ. It is making sure that when they walk outside of those doors, that they have, when I say faith, a word to live life by and to fight forward with. So it is making sure that they individually fulfill their purpose, and corporately and collectively we do our assignment in the body of Christ, which is, I believe, we're a part of the bigger picture. And Terrence, you know, is sitting under me for any amount of time. Obviously, our vision words are restoration, evangelism, empowerment, transformation.
Yes.
I'm called to bring forth the word of God for life transformation, to bring spiritual truth to equip people. And I believe ultimately the part we play is the purpose of bringing true reformation in the earth.
Pastor Paula White. Hey, more coming up. We're going to talk to Pastor Paula White about who inspires her, as well as, you know, what is her biggest frustration as a pastor leading a megachurch. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. We'll be right back. Also, later in the show, we have a special guest coming on to talk about health issues. I hope I'm not messing it up. Davita got it. And you know what? CeeLo, can you fix it right now? Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did. You did pronounce her name. You did not destroy it at all. Davita got it.
Davita got it. She's going to talk to us about some health issues and what we can do to make sure we stay ahead of the game. TM Hyman Radio Live with Pastor Paula White. And Davita got it, because we love you.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
The way you looking at me, you should make a video. Dressed like I'm in a car, like a full show. My walk mean like my name, Naomi Campbell. I'm so fresh, you should take a photo. Slam brown skin with the short black hair. That's my hair, no heart is up there. You say they knew Gucci, but I had them last year. I'm rocking everything that you really wanna wear.
Muhammad Radio Live, new music from Dawn Rashad from Diddy's Dirty Money. It's called Runway. Hey, log on to www.n2uonline.com. Check out Pastor Paul White on the cover. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with Finance. Give it up for Toya.
Everyone. Tonight for the finance segment, it's going to be something that's not as serious as it normally is, geared mostly towards the ladies, and it's six ways to extend the lifespan of your most commonly used products and save cash at the same time. We all know that all products, regardless of what it is, usually has some type of expiration date or some type of generally accepted toss-by date. That we usually go by. But here are a few items that you don't necessarily have to throw in the trash or discard of when people say that you do. First being razors, you're usually told to toss them after about 6 weeks, but they can really last for about 4 months. To keep your blade sharper for longer, just dip it in some rubbing alcohol after each use. And then rather than leaving the razor near the shower head where it gets sprayed or in the shower, you want to put it in the opposite end of the shower or to actually remove it from the shower and bathtub area so that it won't get wet and rusted. Second thing would be running shoes. For those people who actually do run or walk frequently, unlike myself, running shoes, you're told to toss them after about 6 months, but they really can last for up to 2 years. You can actually quadruple the life of shoes by keeping them at room temperature when they're off your feet. A lot of people make the mistake of leaving the items like in the garage, in the car overnight, packing them in the checked luggage where they'll, you know, either freeze or get, you know, really, really cold air. So that breaks down the sole, and it actually messes up the air pockets in the sneakers. So avoid doing that, and you can actually keep your shoes, your running shoes, 4 times longer than you normally would. Third thing being mascara. We've all been told that you should toss it after about 3 months, but it can actually last for about 5 months. And there's two main reasons that you're told that you have to toss the makeup. One, it dries out, or two, it gets contaminated. You can actually kind of ward off both of the problems by not pumping the wand up and down in the mascara tube. That actually forces bacteria and also air into the tube. So instead, what you want to do is swirl the brush as you pull it out, and that will keep it from getting dried and caked up, and also cuts back on bacteria. Fourth being mattresses. We're all told that you should actually toss them after about 7 or 8 years, but you can actually keep them for up to 12 years. What you need to do is rotate the mattress every 6 months so that they don't get wore out in the same spot from you sleeping in the same spot all the time. And then if your mattress starts to feel soggy, then you just want to buy a mattress topper, which can extend the life of it for up to another year. Perfume, you're usually told to toss it after about 2 years, but it can actually last for 5 years. And the way to do that is just keep the fragrances out of direct sunlight, and it will actually last an additional 3 years. And lastly would be nail polish. You're usually told to toss it after about 8 months, but you can actually keep it for about 2 years. Because heat and sunlight destroy the nail polish by separating the ingredients and causing discoloration, just keep the bottles in the refrigerator or out of a heated area in direct sunlight, and that will actually double the lifespan. So, again, just some 6 things you can extend the lifespan of so that you don't have to continuously run out to buy the products or throw them away earlier than you need to.
All the way live from Newark with a light finance subject tonight. Toya, thank you very much.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show.
Hey, God.
mama just bothered. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way. Mama just bothered. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow. That's why I got my bottle. I fear my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you. Long as I know that, I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me, for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. And I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way. And I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. Cause he gon' clear it up. Everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing. He's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. Most people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. Some own peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know there's a purpose. Hope is our earthless, and I would not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
WHAC, T. Muhammad Radio Live. God, thank you. That's also one of my favorite joints. 917-889-3926 to get it in. Hey, I'm hanging out with the Angels tonight, live out of Charlotte. It's CeeLo, live out of Chesapeake tonight. It's Domare, live out of Newark, not Jersey, Delaware. It's Toya. Hey, special guest, Davida Got It. She's going to go stop past to talk about how we can stay healthy and what we need to be aware of in our communities, my friend. But we're going to keep on with our interview. It's part two with Pastor Paul White. You can log on to www.n2uonline.com. Check out Pastor Paula. And if you're interested in the magazine, it's a free magazine. It's very nice. Edition 2, Volume 7. March, April 2011, the oh so wonderful Pastor Paula White, Without Walls, Without Limits. Also, Pastor John E. Guns is also in this cover. He's a feature story. Pastor Paula was talking to us about what her main focus was with pastoring the congregation. And she talked about holding several positions in the body, and God being really good to her, but really being focused on the bigger part and making sure people understand what it's about, and they're spiritually equipped to handle the realities of life. Restoration, evangelism, empowerment, and transformation are the four words that really bring it all together. Those are the concentrations for Pastor Paula White and Without Walls. We were able to actually talk to her and really in depth. We published what we could, and again, it's the majority of the story for the most part. We just kind of cleaned it up because one thing, the pastor is very, again, transparent. We asked her who inspires her or what inspires her, and you know, she spoke of her greatest mentor and motivators being her spiritual father, Bishop T.D. Jakes. It was a 23-year relationship marked this year of great depth. You know, she talked about his humble beginnings in West Virginia, you know, starting off a storefront and the floor caved in, you know, to the mighty works that he's doing right now at the Potter's House out in Texas. You know, so T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, an inspiration. She also had a grandmother named Annie that people called a crazy woman. She said she was a religious woman who kind of rocked and babbled. That's how they described it. They described it as a crazy woman, a very frail, you know, arthritis, kind of, you know, hunched over. And this lady used to hold her and rock her. And she says now she know, you know, as a mature Christian, that the woman wasn't babbling at all. She was like, you know, praying over her, rocking in the spirit, you know. And how many of our grandmothers has actually held us and hummed spiritual hymns, you know, rocking back and forth or singing, you know, gospel songs, right? That's the same type of deal, right? I thought that was cool.
Yeah. My aunt who raised me, well, she didn't rock me. She would lay me on her breast. That's how big her breasts were. She laid me on her, and that's where I would fall asleep, and that was my refuge. I think that's where I have a boob thing, you know, complex.
Well, wow. That's straight comedy.
Hey, it's real,
though.
You can
log on to www.paulawhite.org. Pastor Paul is doing great work across the world, despite CeeLo's boob infatuation. 917-889-3926. Let's keep this real and serious. Hey, we also was able to talk to Pastor Paula about her biggest obstacles and frustrations as a pastor, and we'll talk about that. But let's flash back to the interview last week for those who may have missed. This is Pastor Paula White. This was, again, her just being transparent.
Pastor, what age were you when you first got saved?
18 years old. I was at a friend's house. I'd gone out. We were partying that night, and I'd gone out, and he said, come over to my, it's actually his grandmother's house, and he, his uncle was over there, and I was just picking him up. And I was waiting a few minutes, and I sat down at the kitchen table with him, and his uncle looked me in my eyes, and said, I've got the answers you're looking for and the solutions your pain and problem. Of course, I looked at him like, what in the world are you talking about? I mean, I was an overachiever, typical overachiever. My stepfather was chief of medical service corps, two-star admiral. You know, my mom, like I said, very agitated. I came from a pretty well-to-do family, extremely dysfunctional, messed up, but I straight-A student up until 12th grade. I kind of started messing everything up, but a world-class gymnast, as a physical overachiever trying to prove something that I had value. So when he looked at me, I was like, what do you mean pain and problems? And he read my mail. He opened what I call this book. It was the Bible. And he just started reading to me words of life. And he showed me that he introduced me to the concept that I was more than just a mind and a body, but I was a spirit. You know, my background is my dad had committed suicide when I was 5, sexually and physically abused. Our lifestyle drastically changed. My great-grandparents pioneered electricity, and so I was born into a pretty wealthy family. But when my dad died, our socioeconomic status just changed drastically. And we went from pretty well into extreme poverty. So it was, you know, authentic for me to experience all the diversity of life. And long story short, you know, he introduces me to this whole concept of I'm more than just this body and this mind and academia and intelligence. I'm a spirit. And I don't share this part as much, just usually the first time they go, but what he literally not only took me through salvation, but also took me through deliverance. He operated, of course, at the time, I didn't know what it was, but it was a word of discernment and knowledge, and began to say, Paula, you have, and he would call things out to me. But then he would open the Bible and show me what God said, and
right.
you know, give me scripture that. And he said, it's all you have to do is pray this simple prayer. And it sounds so cheesy to us, but I mean, I'm a wordsmith and have not been able to pin the right words to it yet. And I walked outside, and for the first time in my life, the grass was green, the sky was blue. It was like I'd lived in black and white all my life, and it was suddenly in color. And I just felt, I knew love for the first time.
Wow.
And I really
wow.
My life changed.
If you'd like to get a full copy of the interview, Pastor Paula White, Without Walls, Without Limits, Into You Magazine, hit us up. We'll send you a copy, postage on us, tmhamanradiolive@gmail.com. Give us your name, your address. We'll send you the March-April copy of Into You. Chester Gregory, If You Only, TM Hammer Radio Live.
I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice. Before you set me free, listen to me.
If You Only. Tonight we are pretty much, we're talking about Pastor Paula White and pretty much how she, you know, got saved is what we were just listening to. And for those of you who just tuned in and missed the last segment, she was saved at 18 years old, correct?
Yes,
after partying. So, you know, God can come to you at any time. You know, it just goes to show that some people, it's like she ran with what she felt would save her. I mean, that's what I took from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't know anything about the Bible. Then she was, you know, she was brought to the light, and then she set forth, and here she is. You know, like some 20 years
in a very practical way.
Right, and you know,
by someone who knew exactly, you know, what to say and when to say it.
Right, and who very well may have been led by the Spirit to say something in the first place. You know, I mean, we can't discount that either. You know, and
right.
I wanted to give props to, you know, the person that brought her, you know, to her space, because it seems like that's what she needs to be. You know, to be in the ministry. To help people and to, you know, help people live past the walls that are put up, you know, from either society or your rearing, you know, and
And for those who may not know who we're talking about, Paula White is a phenom in the kingdom of God. She's an awesome preacher. She's a television personality. You can check her out every day on a couple of different networks. It's serious business. Paula White Today is the name of the show. Log on to www.paulawhite.org. Check her out. And again, we take time to talk about a lot of things on this show. And what we will do in 2011 is talk about things that are noteworthy, right along with things that are sometimes not so noteworthy, but still entertaining. TM Hammer Radio Live. Coming up, Davida got it. 3-time stroke survivor. Hey, she's going to talk to us about her personal testimony and things that we can do to prevent such from happening. Folks, most of us are like one curse word or one piece of fried chicken away from something catastrophic. How in tune with your health are you? We're going to continue with Pastor Paula, interview part two, and Davida Got It, 3-time stroke survivor. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Got It. We'll be right back. You in tune. The T. Muhammad Radio Live.
T. Muhammad Live Talk Radio Show. T. Muhammad Live Talk Radio Show. T. Muhammad Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, it's your boy. I'm feeling real good right now. I'm on my arrogant status, thoughts of a legend, Bodhi. I'm getting money, homie. Yeah. Y'all ready? Let me out.
Put your hands up if you're feeling my shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm about rape, give a damn about a bitch. Y'all say get money, y'all say get rich. Y'all say Bodhi when I ask. I'm a fool, better check my swag. Different color stones like a Mexican flag. And yeah, I go hard, and yeah, I get paid. And yeah, I'm the best, yeah, you heard what I say. Hey, yeah.
Step into the mind of a brainiac, maniac. Been around the world, you should go and check my arm and neck.
Uh-huh.
Like a basketball, the rap game, you know I'm palming that. Napalm straps on my back like an army vest.
for me a friend and quit. Another ass whooping, what you niggas really get? Crew disappearing, so I wonder who you really with. My mind gone, I'ma hit you with the realest shit. And if you think it's crazy when I finish, you gon' really trip.
Hands up if you feeling my shit. Cause I'm about rape, give a damn about a bitch. Y'all say get money, I'ma say get rich. Y'all say OD when I ask who you with. Who you with? I'm a fool, better check my swag. Different color stones like a Mexican flag.
A master's was a minimum of education for us.
And I'm in college. When I'm in college and I'm pursuing, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I'm 18, 19 years old. And so I'm getting my degree in business administration. And I got saved. I mean, radically saved. And I'm sure we'll talk about that. I'd never heard the gospel, never been in a church. I heard the name Jesus, but it was synonymous to the tooth fairy with no disrespect, or, you know, Santa Claus. It was like a name, but I didn't know that he was the Son of God, and that I actually was a spirit, and I could have this amazing relationship with God. So our course was kind of set. This is just what you do. You go to school. So when I got saved, I dropped out of college. And when I dropped out of college, of course, my family wouldn't have anything to do with me. They're all saved, my God, now my mom was my best friend. But it was, you know, they thought I'd just become a Jesus freak and gone off the deep end and lost my mind, because this is how you do it. But God literally spoke to me, and for 2 years of my life, I did nothing. But are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay, just going to make sure I didn't lose you. I did nothing but just stay in the Word of God. And so that was, I later went back and pursued more formal education. But no, I literally just pursued God with the
to you all that she did not go through seminary?
No. I find that the best pastors didn't go through seminary. Toy, you were saying something. I'm sorry.
No, I just said no. It's not shocking to me. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I met a woman yesterday, actually, who she said that she actually went to seminary, and she told me that her son was 2 years old, and he asked her, "Mommy, can you enroll me in the Oral Roberts Seminary?" At two.
At what age?
Like, at 2 years old. And she said that
really?
She was shocked by it. She said because she had, you know, attended the seminary school herself, and so to hear her two-year-old ask her, could he go there? And he's actually a pastor now, you know. And she said he went from just being her son to being her pastor, you know. And
wow.
I mean, like when you just said seminary,
I could believe that though.
Yeah, you know. So it's just like, you know, young children, they can have a path. Older people can. It's like it's almost saying like it's never too late, because that child at 2 years old knew he wanted to be a pastor. After she, you know, after Pastor Paula White, after she got her grounding, she was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. And she ran with it. And it was very much for her. Now, the thing is that what if she would have had another negative influence around her that would have pulled her away from that? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She could have been lost. But,
yeah, but she has those. And we'll talk more with Pastor Paula White, her frustrations as a pastor, and the fact that even recently she was protested by folks because she's a woman pastor. So we'll talk about that. But right now, let's switch gears and bring on our special guest.
That you just posed to your other co-host. But you do know that Joel Osteen didn't go to seminary school either.
Yeah, I didn't know
I only ask if they thought it was a problem. I really am empowered by it.
I think it's a great testimony.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a great testimony that you don't have to go, and that the lives that you can still touch, to show that you can be moved.
Because that's what it's really about.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Anybody can minister. Anybody can help somebody. You know, you get all caught up in doctrine and protocol and got to do it this way, got to do it. No, do it God's way.
Absolutely.
I love that. Again, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Your organization and tell us why you're here tonight.
Yes, I am a 3-time stroke survivor by the age of 33. And unlike most people, I don't have any precursors that caused me to have a stroke. So I don't have your typical high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, a rare blood disorder, either. I don't have a sickle cell trait, Lyme disease, anything that would cause your blood to coagulate, meaning anything that would cause the blood to thicken to go through the veins to get to the brain. I don't have any of those. The only thing that I do have is that I'm African American. What happened was in 2005, I woke up to left side numbness. And being very conscious of myself and just knowing that I wasn't right, I proceeded to call my mom. I'm like very, very scared and not knowing what was going on. I called her and she said, "Davita, why are you calling me? Why haven't you called 911 or called the doctors?" And upon calling the doctors, he told me to get to the closest ER. And upon doing so, they had concluded that I had a stroke. With that, if you get to the ER within the 3 hours of the onset of a stroke, there is a drug that they can give you. It's called TPA. And TPA, if you have a drug that is caused by a clot, it can potentially reverse the effects that you have. So I know that none of you can see me. I'm about 5'7", maybe about 135 pounds. I'm very slender. I don't look like I've had even one stroke, let alone three. So I don't look like I am to the eye someone that has fibromyalgia. You can't tell that there's anything wrong with me, nothing. But I do. I do have a disorder. So even with all this being said, even though this is now 2011 and going forward, even this week I was having issues. So in the midst of all this, I was just telling CeeLo today, I was having issues this week. So I was actually calling for prayers all this week. I thought I was actually having a stroke this week. I really did. I was not. I had put on my Facebook page, I had called out for prayers because I did not know what was going on with my body. I had not felt this before. They felt like stroke-like symptoms, but it was not a stroke that I was actually having. And I had called out for healings upon my body because I did not understand what was going on with me. But it was concluded that I didn't have a stroke this week. There were just stroke-like symptoms that was attacking my body this week. So it's just really a blessing that I'm even able to talk today because I hadn't even been on the phone at all. I hadn't done anything all week this week at all, nothing at all. So it has truly become my passion. This has become my life to spread this awareness. I believe that this is my purpose, that God has put me here on this earth to spread this. I can't even talk. I am overwhelmed by this, literally overwhelmed by this. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting. I have a master's degree. And working on my second master's degree is when I had the third stroke. And it goes to show you in life,
wow,
it doesn't matter what you have or what you think your purpose is. It's all about what God has in store for you and what it is that you're supposed to do. So I have started this nonprofit, and it's called Healthy Thoughts, and I believe that your thoughts are extremely powerful. I believe that you can overcome anything that you put your mind to, one, as long as you put it in whatever your higher power is, whether it's Allah, God, whomever that is for you. As long as you put that in your higher power and you trust and believe that, as long as you dream, if you don't have a dream, as long as it's a mustard seed can become anything. If you don't have that mustard seed, it can't become nothing. nothing. So healthy thoughts empowers people to take that mustard seed and become what it is in a stroke form. So we take I really believe that. I don't know what this event that I had this week has totally taken my mind to another level, and CeeLo can attest to it because I did not speak like this when I talked to her last time. I don't know what this has done to me. So I,
you know what? So let's do this. Let's pause for the cause. Take a breather. We'll be right back. DaVita got it. Healthy thoughts. It's 8:11. Right back with National Entertainment News with CeeLo Boston live out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
You are
WHAC. Thanks for riding with us. It's Empowerment Sunday. That's called Hey Girl, Taylor Music Group. Our special guest, Davida, got it tonight. Three-time stroke survivor. She said it wasn't flowing the way she's used to flowing. So come back, Miss Got It.
I'm back. And the reason why this is so, thank you, I appreciate it. The reason why this is so imperative is that every 40 seconds, someone in this country has a stroke. It equates to about 795,000 people a year. In the year 2006, it equated to 57.9 billion dollars, and by the year 2050, we'll be at about $2.2 trillion deficit from strokes alone, and about
65. It's okay. Take your time.
Wow. Most of those people are under the age of 65 that do not go to work. Strokes are the fourth leading cause of death in this country, and they are the number one cause of long-term disability. And a lot of it is preventive. If we can get the warning signs of stroke out, then we can help lower the cause of death in this country and the cause of long-term disability.
Well, we're going to help you to continue to get the word out, help to promote your awareness campaign, promote healthy hearts, healthy thoughts. Is there a website for healthy thoughts?
Yes, it's Healthy Thoughts World, HELTHSWORLD.org.
Okay. You on Facebook?
Yes.
Twitter?
It's HT_world for Twitter, and it's Healthy Thoughts on Facebook.
All right. Miss Got It, stand by for us. We're going to go out to CeeLo in Charlotte, North Carolina, bringing us entertainment national news. We'll continue more with Pastor Paula White and Ms. Davida Got It, Healthy Thoughts. CeeLo.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time. Is your entertainment and national news for April 3rd, 2011? Yeah, I think I got that one.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, so I was going to start with new music, but then I found some other BS, right? So look, listen to this. In Afghanistan, in Kandahar, Afghanistan, 21 people over this weekend have been killed, 73 injured, including 7 UN employees. And why did that happen? Well, hundreds gathered on Saturday to protest the burning of the Quran. If you guys remember, like towards like the end of last year, the pastor from Florida, Terry Jones, how he incited, he wanted to do the Quran burning on September, the anniversary of September 11th. Well, Mr. Jones last month announced that International Judge the Quran Day. And so.
And he did it.
Right.
He actually did
and
it.
So, right. It, which is like, I don't know, it's disrespectful, but then at the same time, you know, it's covered by, you know, the First Amendment. Well, the Afghanistan president, Hamid Karzai. I think it's named Karzai. It's calling
Karzai.
For Pastor Jones to face justice because, you know, it's causing pandemonium, you know, overseas. You know,
I don't want to add to the report, but I think this is an interesting dialogue, and we're going to have to probably do a show around it. But do you know what happened? When he burnt those Qurans, and the interesting thing is it was not in the national media.
Mm-hmm.
You did not see it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 to 12 people were killed because the pastor in Florida burnt the Quran.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's like, you know, innocent people are responding, you know, in outrage. and being persecuted for even, you know, standing up. But these people over, I mean, again, this was in Afghanistan that the people, you know, gathered in their township and they wanted to protest. They're like, something has to be done. Now, the only thing that they've got from the United States is, you know, you got Senator Harry Reid saying that he'll look into the situation, but only because of the 7 UN people that were, you know, killed. So it's like, you know, I just hope they find like a ground, I guess there is no happy medium, but I mean, they need to agree to disagree or something. I don't know. But in lighter news, this is for the hungry artists out there. I want to go to music now. This is for the hungry artists out there. Coors Light is searching for the coldest MC, and the winner has the chance to open up for NERD, one of my other favorite groups, at the Essence Music Festival. So you must be 21 or older to enter the contest, and the contest ends May 1st of 2011. And for more information and to enter the contest, you can go to www.searchforthecoldest.com. Again, that's www.searchforthecoldest.com. In other music news, I want to say RIP to DJ Megatron, known to his family and friends as Cole McGriff. Yes, now his family, and he was killed about a week ago, for those of you that do not know, and he will be laid to rest on April 5th. However, his family is begging the killer to turn themselves in just in the name of justice, you know, because they call it a senseless crime. And hopefully, you know, they get what they're asking for. But, you know, you don't have to worry about it because God will get them. So, you know. But, yeah, RIP, my condolences, our condolences go out to the family. Here's an entertainment finance oops. More money, more problems. Lil Wayne is faced with a $5.6 million tax bill. Homie, I'm waiting on my income tax money right now. I can imagine having $5.6 million to pay back. This tax bill is from his earnings and profits made from 2008 and 2009. So, artists out here, this is why arts development is so, so important, because that's where you learn about things like this. So you don't have to, you know. He has to sell a house that he has in Miami. He's trying to sell it. It's like, what, $12 million he's trying to sell this house for, so he can pay this tax bill. So, I don't know. Last but not least, in our new music department, Big Pooh, formerly of Lil Brother, the North Carolina group, that is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful underground music. But he's on his own now, and he has a new label. So he's coming out with his first official album called Fat Boy Fresh, Volume 1, for members only, and which is also the name of the new label that he just launched as well, for members only. So if you guys want to check out his 13-track Fat Boy Fresh Volume 1, it will be due out on April 5th. And for more information, you can check out www.thefreshestfatboy.com. I love that. Thefreshestfatboy.com. And that is your entertainment and national news for Sunday, April 3rd. Thank you. I love you guys.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I'm so hot on my game coder, so don't bother. If anything, little nigga, I can be your father. If you talking checks, at least 2 commas. While you chasing them hoes, I be chasing the money. You can take it from me, but you ain't gon' never take my money. I go after dough, headache, nose runny. All I do is... You can't go wrong when your money long like a football field. No delusions at all. If you broke money short, you'll probably change the song. All I do is... Yeah, why nigga. I had it in my face. If I had it in my way, I had a better day. I'm the champ. I need Mayweather pay. I used to ball hard, me and Spalding get along. Air Jordan fly, fuck what you bitches on. Stacking dough, I can invest and make a loan. What you talking about? I'm on a paper route, like a mailman, never see me in a drought. Getting money, nigga, that's what it's about. Yeah, it's like I live for it, what else I need? Just cause of you, I do as I please. Just cause of you, she getting on her knees.
Why you chasing hoes? I'm at the dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, make the cash won't last. And everything you have will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is
see my money grow, fucking ridiculous. I ain't King James, but I got witnesses. I say it again if you wasn't listening. Yeah, I'm on another level. Anywhere I go, I settle. When I get dinero, I ride with the heavy metal. Mention bank account, yeah, I got several. Yeah, I keep going, no slowing down for no man. I would hold bread if I had no hands. I'd be in the pocket while you trying to slow dance. Yeah, so many presidents, they slide through my residence. They wanna make a settlement, but they don't have evidence. Money over everything, the only thing evident.
Why you chasing hoes? I'm at the dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bet the cash won't last. And everything you have will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is
I'm on Radio Live. I like that joint right there. Creole Gang. Chase My Money.
Oh, and you were
right. 917-889-3926.
What'd you say? I said you were right, too. Remember we were talking about it the other night. We weren't sure if King or Kang, or, well, if it was
right.
Actually pronounced Kang. Yeah, you were right.
Uh-huh.
It's Kang.
Creole Gang. Our special guest still hanging out with us. Miss DeVita, got it. Three-time stroke survivor. So there was really no diagnosis for either one of your strokes as to what really drove it?
African Americans, we're already predisposed. It's in our genetic makeup.
Right.
But other than that, no. And actually, 3% of strokes actually go undiagnosed.
You got to think about the people that don't go to, like, that may have, like, have mini strokes.
Right.
And they just shrug it off. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe it's a muscle spasm or something, or, you know, maybe I've been working too hard. You know, they'll just kind of, my grandfather did that. When I was like 11 years old. He had a stroke in the middle of the night, ignored it, had another mini stroke. Then that's when he went to the. He drove himself to the hospital, and then we got a phone call after the fact. And he had another heart attack while he was in there. But the thing is that, what if he could have died in the house? You know what I'm saying? Had he not even attempted, it's just like I don't know. People ignore just out of stubbornness, out of will.
It's so true. It's really true, especially in the African American community as well. African Americans in general, we do not know our health history. So I urge so many of us to know our health history, to understand what could be the dynamics of what could cause us to have a stroke. There's so many things that can be changed, whether it's smoking, alcohol, drug abuse, high blood pressure. cholesterol. These things can be changed that could be the dynamics for which that could cause us to have a stroke. Poor diet or obesity, other heart disease can cause you to have a stroke. There's things that can't be changed, whether it is a prior stroke. Strokes can cause you to continually to have strokes. Heart attack can cause you to have a stroke. Age 55 or older, hereditary or your race. Men are more likely to have a stroke than women. These are things that can't change, but if you know your health history, know your family history, if there is a if your family history shows a history of stroke, you need to know what it is in that family history that is causing a stroke. I am the first person in my family to have a stroke. So there is no family history that shows stroke. So that was very hard for me to figure out what is causing it. The only thing that shows that I'm African-American. So they can't figure out why I'm having the strokes, what is causing it. So there, I could be, if I didn't shut it down, I could become a guinea pig.
Right.
The other piece is knowing, for other people, saying, okay, well, you know, my grandmother had a stroke, my grandfather had a stroke, what is it? I can't remember what it's called, but there is a disorder where the blood coagulates in people's throat that can cause you to have a stroke. And say if it's in our parents' generation, so I'll be 36 in May. So in our parents' generation, they didn't have the technology to find that disorder, but now the technology exists now for that. So now that that exists, okay, now we can find that. But it didn't exist for, like, people that are in their 60s and so forth. So now
right.
that they have that and so forth, so now that we know, and it's things of that nature, and now the Mayo Clinic exists, and, you know, there's other, John Hopkins exists, and there's other, you know, there's very good stroke centers, and know the stroke centers that are in your area. So I'm in Philadelphia, so I know where the stroke centers exist in my area, with the top stroke hospitals. So knowing the hospitals that exhibit TPA, if you go to the American Heart Association website, or the American Stroke Association website, it will tell you the hospitals that get with the guidelines. There are guidelines that these hospitals exhibit the right facilities and the problem solving techniques for people that for heart attack and stroke. So not all the hospitals exhibit the right procedures when you go into these hospitals if you're having a heart attack or a stroke. So these are things to make yourself aware of in your neighboring hospitals. So these are things that we need to know of. And I am also a Go Red. I do a lot for the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association. So I do the Go Red initiative, which is for heart disease. I have a daughter who is 18 months old, which she's after the strokes. She is the youngest to wear Go Red in the Philadelphia area. I have a program that – I'm sorry, say that?
No, I said I got that. That's good.
Right.
Yeah, Healthy Thoughts is the name of the organization, right?
Yes.
How can we get in contact with you? Again, Facebook, website, and Twitter.
Absolutely. The website is Healthy Thoughts World, HEALTHLTYWORLDS .org, HT_world. Facebook is Healthy Thoughts. It's 215-637-5815, 215-637-5815. And, of course, you can Google me. You can find it as well. It's Davita Goddard. It's David with an A, and my last name is G-O-D-E-T-T, and Healthy Thoughts will come up as well. And as well, know the main thing as well I want to get out there is know the warning signs of a stroke, the five warning signs. Whether your speech is slurred speech, is one side numb? One or both sides, is it numb or not? Is your vision blurred? Do you have a severe headache? Is your balance off? And can you feel or speak or see or anything?
One more time. Run those five down one more time. Very important.
Absolutely. Is your balance off? Is your speech slurred? Is your face droopy? Is one side or both sides weak or numb? Is your vision blurred? Or do you have a severe headache out of nowhere or migraine?
Ms. Gotti, you have been an inspiration to us tonight. We got to have you back on the show to talk more about healthy thoughts and the good work there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Folks, if you are looking for more information or you want to connect with her directly, throw the number out one more time.
215-637-5815, and it's healthythoughtsworld.org. Twitter is HT_world, and Facebook is Healthy Thoughts.
The Vita got it. Healthy Thoughts.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Keep saying we should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamorous, to me it's just fine. Perfect the way that we are. Ooh, nothing ordinary about the way I feel. Nothing extraordinary, this is real. Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy here on earth in our beautiful ordinary life. I love my beautiful ordinary life. Spend a day doing a lot of nothing, 'cause anything's alright long as I'm with you, baby. We don't need special plans, don't need no reservations, 'cause my favorite place is right here with you. Don't wanna live my life any other way, 'cause baby, it's a simple thing that can't be replaced. Unperfect the way that we are. Oh, oh, oh. Nothing ordinary about the way I feel.
Nothing ordinary.
Nothing extraordinary. This is real.
Baby, it's so real.
Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy here on earth in our beautiful ordinary life.
Oh, it's so beautiful, baby.
I love my beautiful ordinary life. You
like a copy of the Into You magazine with Pastor Paula White on the cover, Without Walls, Without Limits, hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Your name, your address, postage on us, all 44 cents. We'll send you a copy of the magazine. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with health and wellness like only she can bring it. All right, all right, all right.
Well, thank you for that intro. That was beautiful. Thank you for joining me tonight for tonight's Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life, coming to you very, very, very soon, Hampton Roads area. Tonight's Health and Wellness segment, I just wanted to bring this up. I've brought it up before, but I wanted to bring it to light again because of a personal experience that I just went through. And tonight's Health and Wellness is about Parents' Guide to Colon Health for Children. Just to preface a little bit, I had to give my baby a, no, okay, I didn't have to give my baby an enema. I had to hold her while my mom gave her an enema today, and that was very traumatic for us both, more so for her than me, I'm pretty sure, but we both were on the floor in tears. So I just wanted to bring this topic up to light because I think there's some things, this is something that parents, they don't pay attention to like they should. Or they look over it, you know, say, like the kid says, my stomach hurts, and you say, oh, just go use the bathroom, but they may have a more serious problem going on. Children's bowel habits have been getting worse for over the past 20 years. And even though your child may be using the bathroom on a daily basis, like my daughter, she uses the bathroom daily, which I thought was good, and I made sure that she made a bowel movement every day. However, they may not be excreting everything that they need to, or getting rid of all of the waste. They're only getting rid of part of the waste in which they consume that day or through the week. This means that the part they didn't get rid of is less in their system, in their colon, and it leads to a clogged colon. Now they have backed up bowels, even though, again, they still may be going every day because they're only getting rid of part of the waste. So now they have something known as cumulative constipation. And cumulative constipation isn't something that only kids go through. Adults go through it as well. But we definitely want to spare our children the enema process. So definitely we want to pay attention and be more mindful of our kids' bowel movements and bowel habits. It's becoming more common among our children and our teens to have them go to the doctor to have fecal impactions removed, which I think should never have to happen. I remember growing up as a child, an incident where one of my friends in the neighborhood had to get carried out in an ambulance because, I mean, his stomach was hurting him so bad to the point, I mean, he was just that constipated that they had to call the ambulance to rush him to the emergency room. So definitely, parents, this is definitely something to pay attention to. Things that can contribute to the problem of cumulative constipation, fast food restaurants. Please cut back on your fast foods. Incorporate more fiber into their diet, whole wheat, whole grain, things of that sort. Sugared cereals and junk food snacks, not enough physical activity contributes to the problem. Ignoring when nature calls. If the baby says they have to go to the bathroom, let them go to the bathroom right then. Don't ask them to hold it because that will initiate more a problem or, you know, bring about other problems. And when your family doctor or pediatrician tells you not to worry if your child doesn't make a bowel movement or only makes a bowel movement 3 to 4 times a week, or if they haven't went in 3 or 4 days, that is not good advice. You should make a bowel movement every single day. And because, again, that leads to the cumulative constipation when you don't. So even if your doctor does tell you that, there's still some natural things that you can do at home to help your child with this constipation issue, like you want to give them, cod liver oil, honey, and lemon. A tablespoon of that a day will help keep them regular. Or if they like juice, prune juice, an 8-ounce glass of prune juice a day will keep them regular and hopefully forego that constipation or cumulative constipation. We must teach our kids, it's our responsibility as parents to teach them proper bowel habits so that when they grow up or as they're growing up, they won't incur some of the problems like constipation or straining or blood in their stools. There's a book by Dr. Norman Walker called Colon Health, and that's advice for parents. If you need more information, if you feel like your child is experiencing constipation issues, you can get that book, again, by Dr. Norman Walker called Colon Health, and that helps you get further information about kids and colon health issues for children. Parents, again, we definitely have to monitor and be very attentive to our kids and their bowel movements and be prepared to intercede if necessary. I am going through, like, the most traumatic experience ever to see my baby on the floor with her knees up to her chest because she's so constipated and we have to give her an enema. And I don't want any other parent to have to go through what I had to go through today. So please pay attention. It is something very serious. Make sure your child is going to the bathroom on a regular basis, that their stool is soft. They don't have to strain. It should come out without a problem. If you see some excess weight gain on your children, your stomach starts to protrude out some, just, you know, it may be something, just take them to the doctor. Get it checked. You know, they can do a quick x-ray to see what's going on in their colon. So parents, please pay attention to your kids. Listen to them when they say that their stomach hurts. It may be something serious.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, the air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, thanks for rocking with us. Hey, thanks to our special guest, Ms. Davida Got It in the Healthy Thoughts Organization. We'll have her back, a three-time stroke survivor. Again, thanks for riding with us tonight. Just wrapping up the Pastor Paula interview, she also mentioned Rosa Parks as being an inspiration, Nelson Mandela being a tremendous inspiration and hero to her. The fact that, you know, despite everyone telling him that he couldn't be come the president of South Africa after being locked up in prison for 27 years, he actually came out because God told him that he could when other people told him he could not. What's your biggest obstacle of frustration as a pastor, Ms. Paula White? She said, you know, really the biggest obstacle and frustration to me is the system of religion. Religion, the Bible says the tradition of men makes the word of God in non-effect. Sometimes the biggest frustration is not giving someone a word, but getting out of them what's been ingrained in them for so long. Sometimes it's the obstacles of systems which can serve us in life. Strongholds are mindsets that are resistant to change. I thought that was prolific. She said strongholds are mindsets that are resistant to change. Ms. Paula White, if you want to pick up the entire interview again, hit us up, tmhamanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll send you a copy of the interview March-April edition. Pastor Paula White on the cover, Without Walls, Without Limits. Log on to www.paulawhite.org. Check it out. If you're ever in a Tampa Bay area, come on past Without Walls International. Thanks for riding with us tonight, everybody. All the way from Washington, D.C., he checks in each and every time. We can depend on it. Coop.
What's going on, man?
It's a cracking home.
Hey, I'll try to throw y'all off tonight.
Hey, it's all good, man.
I already did it.
Huh?
Early, I already did it.
Yeah, she already
did what?
Threw us off early.
threw everybody off earlier. You were late.
What's good, bro?
What you do earlier, man? I don't like nothing much, man.
Hey, go back and listen to the podcast, man.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to the. I'm gonna have to go back, man. I didn't catch on until late tonight, but it was a good topic and everything, man.
Hey, what's the weather like in DC?
It was very deep, man. It was probably about 50 today.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Well,
it was probably about 50 today.
It was a little nippy in Virginia yesterday. Got back here, and I'm not even gonna say.
Please,
but it's beautiful.
This is too chilly.
Hey,
you can't say where you're at until it gets hot here.
Let's wrap it up. Again, closing comments, shout-outs. Thanks for riding with us.
Well, this is CeeLo. I want to first thank Pastor Paula White for taking out the time to do the interview.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, for that long. You know, that was a two-part, like, really. And then also, Miss Davida Got It for being a soldier. I mean, and for coming on and sharing with us. And like I was telling her, you know, we're here to prevent. You know, we're here to enlighten and empower. So I want to thank her for, you know, coming on and sharing with us. And thank all the listeners. And
yeah, absolutely.
Peace and blessings.
1 minute left in the show, everybody. Rest in peace, Mr. Christian Semenkis. I lost a very close coworker, friend, last week. Funeral was actually today out in Miami. Conflicting with my schedule. I was torn, but I had to be with my family this weekend. RIP, very, very special person, impacted a lot of people. We had a few caravans that left Tampa to Miami for a 6 o'clock service. We will miss you, my brother. Signing off, everybody. Thanks for riding with us. Toya, Dee Dee, take us home.
Be blessed. Be blessed.
Good night, everybody. RIP Christian Semenkis. Hey, brother. Your life served us very well. That's all I can say. Hey, when it all falls down, folks, you got to be a blessing. You got to leave a legacy. People got to remember you in a positive way. Do something. Help somebody. Good night.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.